When international visitors touch down in the Philippine capital, they do not have very far to go to reach the casinos. Entertainment City is located adjacent to the international airport. Two of its four planned casinos are now open for business. That includes the new resort, the City of Dreams. When it opened in February, gaming officials said this hotel and casino complex will help turn Manila into the next Macau, which has long been Asia's gambling hub. Manila-based travel writer Carlo Velasco says his city still has a ways to go before that can happen, but he says more casinos can be good for the local economy.
We do have a need to create, you know, to diversify our tourism in Manila. Because as you can see, Manila as a tourism destination is limited in terms of appeal to the international market.
And in order to make Manila's gaming industry a success, Velasco says foreign gamblers are essential.
The casinos in the Philippines need to appeal to the high rollers, you know, the big gamblers. And most of them come from the international market, mainly China.
Chinese travelers were the fourth largest nationality that visited the Philippines in 2014. Some observers say this is a market that the country cannot miss out on. Edizer De La Santa lectures at the University of the Philippines Asian Institute of Tourism.
Chinese tourists travel in droves. They spend a lot of money, and it's forecast by the World Tourism Organization to be the number one travel market in the world.
But since Beijing issued a travel warning for the Philippines late last year, the number of Chinese tourists has been on the decline. De La Santa says that is most likely retaliation for territorial disputes with Manila in the South China Sea.
Chinese market reacted negatively to the situation. And the Chinese market being driven mainly by group tours.
But the City of Dreams Casino does not seem to be worried about the decline in Chinese tour groups. Representatives say they are focused on the domestic market and attracting other Asian gamblers. Jason Strother for VOA News, Manila.